Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters in your feed every single Wednesday, feeding your mind while helping you fill your carts. We're Carlene and Jill. Although Jill is off today, it's just me in the studio. Well, not just me. Today I'm chatting with LA-based licensed esthetician, makeup artist, and social media influencer Jade Marie. She speaks in whispers, and apparently her hands are like magic. Jade has built her particular brand of skin therapies by bringing together ASMR, meditations, and spirituality into her hashtag Complexions by Jade skin video series that you may know from her YouTube channel, where she goes by JadyWady180. And beyond that, frankly, she's the only skin therapist I know to have 1.2 million followers on Instagram. And some of you may ask, do I need a facial with a side of sound bath? Well, if you're tackling severe cystic acne, maybe not. If you're out for a relaxing massage, why not? Chacun son goût. That's what my French teacher used to say, to each his own. Jade gained a massive following from her cut and contour makeup videos before turning her makeup passion to skin just a few years back. Since then, the content creator has collaborated with the likes of Kylie Skin, working on the visage of Caitlyn Jenner in her home studio. That's right. She doesn't have a spa per se that you can go and book. She works with a very private clientele. Her followers really gain knowledge and tips from her popular YouTube channel. And on that note, Jade is launching a complexions curriculum for the professional community that will share an inside look at her signature treatments, custom mixes, massage techniques, and philosophies geared to other licensed professionals. That's going to drop in a couple of months. So I can't say that I've personally experienced one of Jade's 360 facials myself. However, I can recommend Marine at the Moment Spa in the Fairmont Mont-Tremblant. That's in picturesque Quebec, where I experienced my last facial when I was on vacation recently. As you guys know, I've had a lot of flare-ups lately, and she did a Sothys facial on me, where I can honestly say that Kevin, that's my husband, looked at me afterwards and said, "Your face isn't red." So that's pretty much the biggest compliment ever if you've worked on my skin. And that's because they really respected my skin's fragile state, or like love language, if you will, by not using a lot of actives. And for the exfoliation, I just wanted to share this hot tip. Instead of using like a chemical exfoliant or like a physical scrub with grains, they used an old school gommage. Give it to me. If you're not familiar with what that is, it goes on dry skin, like a thin layer, almost like a moisturizer. You leave it on for 2 minutes and then it's an actual peel because they literally roll it off with their fingertips. Feels so good. But it's like rice starch and kaolin powder that's doing the lifting away of those skin cells as they roll it off instead of, you know, like a hardcore scrub. And it's old school European, but it works. It works on my sensitive skin. And then I just have to share quickly. They put me in this Neuro Spa 3000 chair afterwards. It's like in the rest area. And this chair like vibrated my whole body. It's supposed to be like harmonic vibrations that communicate with your central nervous system. And like a canopy dropped over my head. No joke, with a picture of a sunset on it. All these lights were going off like color therapy, and there was like a dude talking in my ear with rain sounds. I had never experienced anything like that before. It was this full body vibration. I didn't know if I was going to blast off or, you know, something else. You know, I was into it though. I'm here for all the experiences. I'll take them all. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about some of these types of alternative therapies that Jade uses in her treatments and in her own life, including a lesson in breath work you'll hear at the very end of our chat. She's also going to drop her personal skincare routine and practices that she uses to keep her skin and soul glowing on the regular. And finally, what is a skincare scam? Because I think especially in this world of wellness, you know, there can be these trends that go around and they're not always great. So Jade's going to give us the heads up on one of them that she thinks is more bunk than benefit. All of that, plus facialist recommended products for your skin type straight from the back bar. Just ahead. This episode is brought to you in part by Clinique. All right, we've passed summer's halfway point, so I don't know how many of you are thinking about fall and that turnover that we all do with our wardrobes and our beauty wardrobe. I know I do. I am currently putting away my glowy skin tints and getting ready for more of a matte finish. Hands up if that's you as well. But I refuse to sacrifice hydration. I think I've found the perfect formula, you guys. It's Clinique's first foundation designed to be the last step in your skincare routine, even better clinical serum foundation. It's formulated with 3 serum technologies built in that visibly reduce dark spots, brighten, and hydrate skin. So after 8 weeks, just like a skincare product, your skin is said to appear more even toned, radiant, and smooth. I'm just using it for the first time today. I want to tell you exactly what I love about it so far. It's medium to full coverage. I've often said that tinted moisturizers, they just don't give me that coverage. This one did, so I don't have to use a concealer over top. Love that. It also gives a satin matte finish, so I didn't have to use a powder over top. And yet, it's a very light texture, so it doesn't have that heavy feeling that sometimes gets cakey and settles into fine lines. So I love that as well. And it also did a really great job of disguising my pores. They just kind of look blurred. And it's completely oil-free and non-acnegenic as well. The best part is there are 42 shades. You can find your shade with Clinique Clinical Reality Shade Match Science Virtual Try-On on their website. And aside from the knockout finish, there's also SPF 25 in it in case I missed a spot with the sunscreen you know I have underneath. They've thought of everything. Don't call it makeup. This is skincare in just your shade. Find your shade today at Clinique.com. And now back to the show. Hello, Jade. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. So let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into makeup artistry and then skin therapy?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and kind of just share about my journey. So my name is Jade, also known as JDW180 on a lot of my social handles.
And I love the rhyming.
Thank you. And I've been in the beauty industry for about 13 years now. And it all started with art. I have a huge passion for art, and I knew at a really young age that I wanted to do something creating with my hands. And first it was painting and drawing, and that moved on to makeup artistry. And while I was in high school, I would always paint other people's faces just for fun, do their brows, all the type of beauty girl stuff. And when I got out of high school, I decided that I wanted to get my license as a professional esthetician. So straight out of high school, I went to school and I learned that. And quickly out of school, I got a job at a holistic spa. And I started to learn more practices that were more natural. And I learned Ayurvedic practices, anything to kind of grow my craft. That moved on, and I ended up going to a more clinical spa to learn different procedures like laser, hair removal. We did lots of chemical peels. They did Botox and injectables there. I'm not a nurse, so I didn't do those. And I just was always trying to learn more in my craft. And at the same time, as I was also doing a lot of makeup artistry for brides and weddings, and it just was like a passion on the side. And I decided after kind of going to school and really spending a lot of time in artistry that I wanted to create my own business. And so I created my first business called Kissable Complexions. And it was kind of this one-stop shop for all things beauty for anyone that had a special event or a wedding. They could come to me. I would do anything from lash extensions, airbrush artistry on the body, waxing, skincare, facials, and then the big one that really took off was my airbrush makeup artistry.
And I mean, you really are, you know, pardon the expression, but you're like a jade of all trades in the sense that it's like you have the makeup background. I mean, that was cringeworthy. I know. But like, you have the makeup background, but you're also a holistic medical esthetician. So tell us, like, what does that mean, that title?
I have worked in, like I said, many different spas that kind of lean more into that natural side of things with like crystals, spirituality, Ayurveda, herbs, botanicals. But then I've also worked on the side that has the more clinical procedures, the Botox, the fillers, all that type of stuff. And so I wanted to create a technique that kind of used the best of both worlds, because I think there's pros and cons in both. And I wanted to take what I felt benefited the skin most and the soul most and kind of create my own technique and curriculum.
Yeah. And I feel that that probably speaks to a lot of people. Like, that's very LA, you know, it, Botox and crystals. Like, give me, I'm not going to choose, you know, I don't have to choose.
Exactly.
I'm curious, but the naysayers, they might say, okay, I don't know if there's room for like crystals and sound baths in a skin therapy room. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it isn't for everyone, but I also would say, come get a facial and see how you feel.
Yeah.
Because it really is such an experience. When I started creating my treatments, I wanted it to be more of a sensorial experience than just a facial. I have gone and got so many treatments over the years at different types of spas, and I felt like when I leaned in more towards the clinical side, I felt like it was a little bit more cold and sterile. But when you go towards the more natural side, I didn't feel the most results. It wasn't as efficacious as I wanted it to be. So I kind of pulled from both sides and also added my own kind of magical twists with the crystals, with the sound bath. And I kind of hit all those senses. So with the sound bath, we have, you know, crystal bowls, chimes, tuning forks that really uplift your vibration. And they kind of give you a really nice positive energy after the treatment. And then crystals. Crystals have been around for centuries. And I love gua sha and the effects, the natural effects that they, you know, do to the skin with lifting and firming and lymphatic drainage. And then I also add lots of scent into my treatments, like essential oil sprays throughout it. So you're getting this like sensorial experience that's really uplifting and calming. And I also include sound. So like I said, it's just this kind of all around crazy experience. And you, when you walk out of it and you open your eyes, you're just like, my skin looks glowing, but also my soul feels like levitating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no denying that, you know, the spa world around relaxation kind of goes hand in hand with this, you know, the idea of having a facial. I mean, those, they've been married together for a long time. So I have to say, you, like I said earlier, your Complexions by Jade videos on YouTube, they are just so unique because you've incorporated this kind of ASMR quality that started gaining popularity a couple of years ago when we really needed to chill out. And so I noticed your most popular, one of your most popular videos, it's called ASMR Organic Facial for Acne, Oily Skin with Scars and Texture. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, when did you start bringing this ASMR? It's really a whispery voice. Maybe you can do it for me. When did you bring that in? And like, was it weird? Was it a joke at first? Like, tell us the story.
Yeah. So first of all, to get into the voice, I have to practice. I have to say it a couple times and then it gets really whispery. But like, I can usually, you know, bounce into it. But the ASMR, it was, you know, a total trend and it was a total joke. I wanted to try it once and see how it stuck. I knew that I wanted to create content that was really relaxing because of the pandemic and just like bring a virtual spa to people's homes so that they could experience that since no one was doing any social contact. And so adding in the ASMR, I felt like it was another element of calmness. And the response that I got from my followers was very surprising. They absolutely loved it. And they said it helped them calm their anxiety or their insomnia. And so it stuck. And I kind of, over the last couple of years, have been evolving it to where it is now, which I feel like it's where I want it to be. I add some custom binaural beats that have like uplifting vibrations. So you got the music. And then I also use real sounds from the spa. So if I'm mixing a mask or I have like the steam on, I record that as well and layer it in there. And then I will add my calming ASMR voice with the affirmation meditation. So it's like uplifting and giving like a good positive message at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I like to call it spa SMR. So SPASMR. So it's kind of this virtual spa.
Wow. This involves a lot of editing, I can hear. Like
absolutely.
With all the sound layering and everything, right?
Luckily, I do that myself. So, you know, she's a one-woman show.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so I guess I was reading about some of your newer massage techniques that are coming out. And I know a lot of what you do, we were talking about this earlier, so you don't have a sort of a spa that's open to the public, right? Because you're also a content creator who, you know, you're doing a lot of that as well. So you have like almost a private clientele.
Yes.
And you have a home studio, right?
Yes.
And then you're branching out into like education for other professionals and the public through your videos, right?
Yes, exactly. I feel like I'm always doing so many projects at once and that's the Leo Virgo in me. And it just brings me so much happiness. But correct. I do not take the public in for any treatments because I feel like I wouldn't be able to give them the time and just like the education or anything that they need. Usually when I used to do facials on clients, I would have to see them every single month for them to see the results. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to bring on a client and then not be able to be there for them. And so I do offer any of my followers to apply to become a complexions model where they will receive a free service for me for allowing me to use their face on my series. And I will help them with their own routine. So I feel like it's a way for my followers to still be able to come to me and me to also work on people with real concerns and teach about it.
Shout out to Macy's. They're one of our show partners this week. So quick question for our Breaking Beauty fam. How many pairs of jeans do you own? I can tell you I own exactly 6. There are different washes, different lengths, different weights. But up until very recently, every single pair that I owned was a skinny style. And that is until earlier this year. I actually snagged a cute stonewashed straight leg pair for summer. And I was inspired by all the cool girls on Instagram. And let me tell you, it was an adjustment. I just got way too used to skinny jeans being my go-to, that sleek silhouette. It was like a uniform for me. But now I am used to the straight leg life and I kind of like that more relaxed look. And my skinny jeans are tucked away. And now that it's time for fall, I've got a craving to sort of like diversify my denim wardrobe even more. And while I'm not sure if I can revisit my Y2K low-rise denim era, I think that's gone forever, or pull off that cargo denim baggy look, I'm definitely inspired to try something new. And I've always been a department store girly when it comes to denim. I mean, I want to test drive a whole bunch of different styles from different brands to get the most flattering fit. And Macy's has a ton of selection that you can order right to your front door or try on in store. Macy's can help you find the cut that feels like you, whether you're after a relaxed straight leg, throwing it back with a 70s flare, here for a boot cut moment, or you're going to keep it subtle with denim logos and patchwork details. There are so many options. And I mean, I'm even thinking about snagging one of those denim chore jackets to sort of double down on denim like I've seen a lot of celebrities do. I mean, all hail the Canadian tuxedo. So for all the denim inspo you need right now, visit macys.com/ownyourstyle. Once again, that's macys.com/ownyourstyle. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's guest.
One thing I notice in your videos too is that you do combine a lot of different types of products. Like I think what one thing that your viewers get is almost like mini product reviews within as you're doing the facial and as, you know, you're showing the movements and the steps and all of that. So you might combine like products from Sephora with professional products. Mm-hmm. And I think you even blend some of your own, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't normally see that either, I think, with a lot of estheticians. Usually they just have like one or two, maybe three lines that they only work with and that's it. So is it about like, do you believe that these things can work better together or what's behind that?
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. I like to blend all different types of products together because I feel like they benefit each other. I have a lot of different products here that I will show you later, but I use a lot of holistic brands that are from holistic estheticians like Evan Healy and Tammy Fender. And then I use a lot of lines like Obagi and Lancer and Elastin and all these incredible science-backed lines. And I have found that they actually really benefit each other when they're used together. I don't lean more towards one side. And like you said, I do use all different lines in my treatments because I like to show the viewer that they don't have to have the most expensive oil. If they find an organic oil that is pure and cold pressed, it's just as good. And then there's also products that I feel like that they should stick to clinical, like treatment products, retinols, serums, ampules, masks. There's products that I definitely feel like should be educated about. And so on my series, I didn't want to have to focus to just one line because I felt like that would get kind of boring. My whole mission is education, teaching as much as possible the best products in the industry that I felt were good. And I test all of them in my back room. I'm not just posting whatever is hot and new.
Right.
I really have to trust it on myself first before I put it on a client.
Yeah. And your videos and techniques, like you get specific with these reviews. You're listing ingredients and how to use the product along the way, which I really like. So let's get into some of your recommendations.
Sure.
What would you recommend for people who want to tackle the look of large pores? Do you have some favorite tried and trues for that?
Large pores. This is one that I feel like is a struggle for many and for myself. And, you know, pores are natural, wrinkles are natural. These are all things that are natural. And for pores, I really love any type of clay mask, mud masks. There's this line called Lucrece. Now it's called LPAR. And it's a professional line that uses a lot of stem cells and peptides. And they have a really incredible clay mask that I always like to use for anyone that has enlarged pores, acne skin, oily skin, lots of sebum. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, cool. And what about a routine, you know, if you could help to curate a few items and steps for people with oily, acneic, and scarred skin, what would be your advice?
Absolutely. I think that minimizing, I'm not a massive believer in these 10 plus step routines. I think that simplistic skincare is better for the skin. When you're overly using stuff, you tend to not know what is making you break out. So starting small, I have a brother that's really young and he has struggled with acne. And I have this really amazing, intense before and afters of our
routine. I've seen him on your channel.
Yes, yes. 6 months it took to find the right routine. So honestly, you have to have a lot of patience when you have oily, acneic skin. So I think finding a good gentle cleanser would be amazing. That's really simple. Elastin has a really good one that's called Gentle Cleanser, and it's just aloe based, really calming. And then also I think masking is really important for those with acneic skin. I love to use sulfur masks, SLMD, which is by Sandra Lee. She has an amazing mask called Clear Out.
AKA Pimple Popper.
Oh, yes. Pimple Popper. Yeah. She has a really great mask called Clear Out that my brother uses weekly, and it's really great. I also using any type of product that has salicylic acid, an ointment. SkinCeuticals has great salicylic acid ointments. That's an amazing ingredient for acne. It's been around forever, and I actually prefer it more than benzoyl peroxide. I think it's a little bit more effective. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, you ask scars. You know, scars are definitely really difficult. There's this company called Banish, and they have this tool. But you have to be very careful with this type of stuff. I try not to give too much advice about microneedling because I know it's something that I would rather have a professional do. But this company, Banish, has an incredible tool that actually has helped my brother's scars. So he will come up to me once or twice a month and I will use the tool on him. And it has helped a lot, that with vitamin C, which is an incredible healer to help with scars. Those two have really helped clear his skin. So that's a little bit into his routine. It has, you know, gone left and right, and we finally have found the right products, but patience is key.
Yeah. And so I'm going to ask your brother who's there, you know, he's there to get clear skin. Is he doing any of these alt treatments? Is he into any, you know, crystals or anything like that?
Other crystals. So when he comes, I do like the soul nurturing treatments, and actually he thinks it's so relaxing and he's so sweet. He's in high school. And he messaged me last week and he was like, Jade, I'm getting crushes on girls and I want to like help my skin more. When can I come for my facial? And I just think it's so adorable because this once boy who was like, I don't want you touching my face. Like, I don't want you popping my pimples, to now asking me for treatments. I'm like, okay, you're a believer.
Yeah, absolutely. Biggest fan, little bro.
We're grateful to The Way for supporting our show this week. Of course, I'm sad to see summer wind down, but I'm also looking forward to getting back to regularly scheduled programming. I mean, if it was summer all year long, I just wouldn't appreciate it as much. And I'm looking forward to slipping back into my daily routine of morning walks, my coffee, and of course, my regular beauty routine. And one of my favorite hair care brands is all about leaning into that mantra of bringing balance to your daily routine. And Carlene and I have talked lots about how we're both big fans of The Way. So of course, The Way has hair care products that elevate your routine and they deliver results. But I also just like their whole vibe. They're all about living life your way. They sort of remind us that we're the best, most authentic version of ourselves when we do things our way. And frankly, when you do things your way, you just have more confidence in everything you do. And with products for every single hair type and texture, The Way has everything you need to make your locks look their best. So I'm a huge fan of the detox shampoo, and I've gotten all of my friends hooked on it as well. It's a clarifying shampoo, and I use it once per week. It's got apple cider vinegar, so that helps to exfoliate the scalp and get rid of product buildup and residue. And I really notice a difference when it's a regular part of my routine. My hair is less greasy. It's noticeably shinier, and it gets your hair really clean without stripping it. So it's safe for all hair types. And frankly, it smells so damn good with notes of rose and hints of bergamot, lychee, cedarwood. It basically doubles as a hair perfume. So win-win. So find your way, get a customized hair routine when you take their quiz at theway.com and use code BEAUTY to get 15% off your purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at theway.com, spelled theouai.com, and use our code BEAUTY. That's theway.com. Use code BEAUTY for 15% off your entire order. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Do you have a type of routine or any key products that have been great with your clients who have dark skin tones?
Yeah, darker skin tones. I like to stay away from anything that is like too brightening, any like hydroquinone. So I did do a facial recently that it was an Ayurvedic facial. It was actually one of my biggest facials on YouTube, and it was all natural and organic. And I share a lot of beautiful shea butters and oils. There's a shea butter that I absolutely love from Evan Healy that is this pure whipped shea. And you can actually trace it back to the origin that is created, which is what I love about her brand, because you can see all of the efficacy as well as who's creating it, which I feel like is very important in this world of constant creation of products. But this shea butter has been incredible for my darker skin clients who have really dry skin, and they're like big believers in it. So,
yeah. Okay. And what about sensitive and irritated skin? This is when it comes more to my skin type. What are some of your go-to products that you'd recommend for an at-home routine that maybe takes from any of these favorite lines you mentioned?
Of course. So for my more sensitive clients, less is more. And I really like to use a milky cleanser, anything that is like milk-based. There's a rose milk cleanser that I absolutely love. Also, any type of calming mist, anything with camellia or candela, chamomile. And then I like to use a moisturizer that is also something that is more creamy based. I don't like to use any stripping products on the skin when it is sensitive. And as well, I don't like to use any chemical exfoliants. I feel like exfoliation is very difficult for those with sensitive skin because they tend to flare up super easily. So it is kind of hard to find a chemical exfoliant, but the PHA one from Paula's Choice is actually really good for that. I also love to use oils on sensitive skin. Sesame oil is really great for sensitive skin as well as acneic skin. So any creams, butters, oils is what I like to stick to for that skin type.
Are there a couple of specific product names you can drop?
Yeah, I feel like I keep recommending her, but I think it's just because I'm so passionate about her line and I've used it for so many years. But Evan Healy is an amazing esthetician that is holistic, and she uses a lot of butters and oils and creates all of her own organic cold press products. So that's one. Elastin Skincare, it's a little bit more science-based, but they have a lot of calming redness relief creams, beautiful products there. And I actually do make some of my own, like you said. I love to make my own little custom concoctions. I buy, you know, bulk products and oils. I actually have one oil here that I've mixed together, sesame oil, as well as a little bit of jojoba. And so I sometimes gravitate towards some of my own personal creations because they have less ingredients. And I don't think that there needs to be 50 ingredients in one product. I think a couple ingredients, you're still getting incredible results.
And sesame oil, I actually don't hear a lot about that one as being a favorite.
Yeah.
Why do you gravitate towards sesame oil?
I love sesame oil because when used in small amounts, it is non-comedogenic, and it is used so much in the Ayurvedic world for different doshas. It's really a balancing oil. It doesn't make you break out, which I feel like when you talk about oils to anyone that has acneic skin, they kind of freak out because they're like, oil, that's going to make me more oily. But this one is a little bit more of a drier oil, and when used correctly, it actually can dry out some pimples. So everything is education, and I feel like these days when you look up stuff, you can find anything, but oil is not the enemy.
And Ayurvedic, I always have trouble with that word, Ayurvedic skincare, their approach is also like internal,
internal,
right? Because I remember once I went for a facial like that and they said my dosha was fire.
Okay.
Which I fully believe because I get a lot of redness and flare-ups. So she talked to me about also like eating cooling foods like sushi and staying away from spicy food, which definitely speaks to me right now. So do those things come up in your facials too sometimes?
Yes, completely.
Your recommendations?
I definitely believe that inner wellness is deeply connected to outer wellness. When we're feeling, you know, good inside and we're less stressed, we may not have as many breakouts or as many pimples. When we're feeding our body with good, you know, nutritious stuff, cooling stuff, depending on what your skin type likes or doesn't, you're going to get less flare-ups. And so, and even when it comes to mental health, like I definitely think, you know, taking care of yourself, self-care internally, you know, meditation, all that stuff, everything is energy. And I deeply believe that it's connected to our skin health as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a fascinating area, Vedic, you know, the approach to skin. That could be a whole episode, honestly.
Oh.
So how about wrinkles? What would be your approach for tackling wrinkles? What are some of your favorite products for a routine and tips as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, back in the day, you know, I definitely look a lot different from how I used to. I used to do a lot of Botox and fillers. And so I would say still, because I am a believer in Botox, that it is a great, you know, procedure for prevention. But I personally right now do not practice any types of procedures like that. I removed my fillers about 4 years ago and I stopped getting Botox then too, because I wanted to lean more into the natural way of aging. I felt like I had a very negative view of aging with how society always talks about anti-aging, which is not a thing. We cannot not age. And so I wanted to reprogram my own brain to have a positive outlook on aging. And so that is why I do a lot of treatments to myself with gua sha and oils and kind of this ancient medicine, Chinese medicine, to help smooth out wrinkles. It's not as effective as Botox, let's be real. Botox is instant.
Yeah.
But I feel like mentally I feel better. I'm kind of going the more vegan, natural route. And so this to me is like the best way right now to smooth out any wrinkles. So if you're out there and you don't want to try Botox yet, but you really want to, you know, start being preventative with your skin, I would say get yourself a gua sha stone. Watch some of my tutorials. I have different techniques on lifting and firming, lymphatic drainage massage. And I think it's really beneficial. But if we are leaning into the more clinical side of things, I definitely think adding in a retinol into your routine would really help smooth any wrinkles. I actually have one right here I can recommend that I love. It is from Lancer, and it is called the Advanced Retinol Treatment. And it has a mix of bakuchiol, which is a retinol alternative, but then it also does have encapsulated retinol. So it kind of has best of both of those worlds with hydration in here as well. So you're not going to get that peeling, because I know it's retinol is kind of a hard product for a lot of people because they either peel so much and they don't want that, but you're getting the smoothing results. So this is one that I have tried a lot lately that I feel like gives you hydration while also firming.
And now a quick pause in partnership with our friends at Pair Eyewear. It's Leo season, y'all, which is why I've personally never shone brighter. And one of the ways that I like to do that is by switching up my style, which thanks to Pair Eyewear, I can do tray easily because it's completely customizable. You just choose a prescription-based frame, and then you get to pick from all of these magnetic top frames that pop on over top. Personally, I'm really digging the neon ones right now, and they also have sun tops, so bibbidi-bobbidi-boop, you can just make your prescription glasses into polarized sunglasses instantly. Like, can you imagine the convenience when you're driving in your car all of a sudden and the sun comes out? It's amazing. And what's fantastic is that base frames are super affordable. They start at just $60, including prescription lenses. There are a ton of options to choose from to fit any face, from a more rectangular style like the Casper, those are the frames that I have, to a cat eye, which are perfect for my fellow lionesses. And we are hooking you up with a promo code just for Breaking Beauty listeners, because we know you love a designer look for less, y'all, balling on a budget. Get glasses as unique as you are, one pair, infinite style, starting at just $60. Go to paireyewear.com/beauty for 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website, paireyewear.com/beauty. And now back to the show. I think people might be curious about your personal skincare routine.
Yes.
Because you obviously have great skin.
Thank you.
Would you drop it for us? What does it look like at night?
So even before I do my routine, I do breath work. I feel like this is such a medicine that is so underrated. And I actually include this in my facials as well. The session always begins with some breath work. So I think that, you know, like I said, these are connected, skin and soul care. So I actually use the sage essential oil. This one's called Grounding. And I'll just do a few deep breaths, just kind of get grounded into my body. And I like to really spend time on my skin. I feel like a lot of people, they just are instantly rushing to cleanse and hit the bed with their face and just go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But I really, over the last couple of years, have spent more time kind of taking that time for self-care and not rushing it. So after I do some breath work, I will go on to cleansing. And actually, a lot of times I don't wear makeup during the week. I know a lot of people, they see my page and they think I'm probably always glam, but that is not the truth. I like to walk around in masks daily. So,
okay.
But one of the cleansers that I really love is from that company I talked about called Lucrez L-Par. This one is called the Thyme and Apricot Cleanser, and it's an antibacterial wash. So it uses lots of botanicals and herbs. It's very natural based, and it's great for removing any makeup and debris. And I like to use that in tandem with my face halo. And I don't know.
Oh, I love a face halo.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad that
Obsessed.
You know.
Oh my what gosh. It is. Yes.
Because so many people are new to this. And I'm like, throw your makeup wipes away, please.
Everybody needs to get on the face halos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I totally agree. So I like to use this with my cleanser. And it's got a really amazing fiber feel, super soft. And it removes all of the makeup. And it also saves the planet. So Gotta do our part.
It's basically a reusable round face cloth. Mm-hmm. And I get the smaller. I also use makeup eraser. So I have like the smaller rounds that are the same size as the old cotton rounds.
Yeah.
And then you get like 8 of them in the thing. Mm-hmm. So I'll use like one a day and like one in the morning and flip it at night.
Amazing.
And then I'll just put them in the mesh bag and wash them all together.
Yeah.
And I just find it's also so great for eye makeup remover. Like if you use it with a micellar.
Oh, yeah.
Even just a micellar cleanser, it's like you're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll use this with a micellar. You know, my cleanser changes, like I said, during the week. But the one that I always come back to is that one because it's really effective. Another face halo I wanted to show just for those that do not like exfoliation, since I'm going to be talking about exfoliation in a second. Face halo has a round that actually has these fibers that mimic a light exfoliation. And this really is so gentle to slough away dead skin cells. So actually, this would be amazing for those sensitive skin types that don't want to use a chemical exfoliant or a physical exfoliant, but they still want the benefits of a smooth surface complexion. It's really gentle. So definitely suggest this.
Yeah, I need to check that out. That's great because I'm not a big exfoliator for that reason. Mm-hmm. I don't want to irritate my skin. Mm-hmm. So that sounds up my alley.
Yeah, totally understood. Okay. So next, I would move on to exfoliation. And I'm opposite from you because I absolutely love exfoliation. For me, it is the key to clear skin. And majority of my clients, when they come in, you know, I like to get to know their routine so I can curate their treatment. Half of them do not exfoliate, and I'm always trying to educate that more. And I know that this is a hard subject because, you know, chemical exfoliants, I think people are afraid of them. But then when you get into the physical exfoliants, everyone just thinks of St. Ives. And there are amazing polishes out there that use natural kind of powders and exfoliants that are really gentle for the skin. So the two that I gravitate towards when I want a chemical exfoliant, I like to use Holy Grail. I know you probably know what this is, the Biologique Recherche P50, which,
of course,
yes, it is a staple.
Yeah.
So many people use this. And it has a mix of the AHAs, BHAs, and PHAs with a little bit of yeast. It does cause a not so great scent, but it is great for the skin.
Sure is. I've used that in the past when my skin isn't so sensitive and I actually do find it doesn't burn or irritate
it. Yeah, it's really gentle. So sometimes I'll use that one when I'm wanting something a little bit more chemical based. And then when I want something that's more of a creamy polish slash mask, This one from this company called iSun, which is a really beautiful organic line. It's called the Crystal Exfoliant, and it actually uses pearl powder as well as silica crystals, aloe, and I like to apply this and just lightly massage it into my skin with circular motions, a little bit of water. It's very gentle. I wouldn't suggest it for sensitive skin because you might get a little bit of irritation. So I don't know if this would be best for you. But for majority of skin types that are normal, dry, oily, with not too many breakouts, I highly would suggest this.
It's okay. It's not all about me, guys. All right.
After that, I would go into my self-massage at night and I would do a little bit of gua sha. And I like this device, this jade comb, because it has kind of, I'm sorry if you can't really see, but it kind of has a curve. So I can follow along all of the contours of the face and do the lymphatic drainage down the neck to really drain any of the toxins. This really helps to depuff. And I like to do this quite often. Every other night, I'm doing this self-massage morning and night. I really have seen such a difference in my overall complexion, but also puffiness. We hold so much tension and puffiness in our face. And so this really helps to relieve that.
And do you use that with an oil or no?
Yes, with an oil. Yeah. And I've already shown you the rosehip oil, but I mean, I'm using every single type of oil in the book. Slather me up like a little baby doll. And my holy grail, I'm sure you've heard this one too. This is the Cosmetics Opticrystal.
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me show you this because I know you probably won't be able to see here, but you can see it in my treatments. I call these mermaid tears because it comes out of the little tube like this beautiful purple magenta shade. And when you apply it to the skin, it turns this kind of aqua green. So it's got a very magical look to it, but this has spin trap. Also, it has copper complex that helps with firming. This is that holy grail aesthetic eye serum that a lot of professionals use in their back bar. And it's great for just dark, you know, crow's feet, under eyes, anything that has to do with eyes. This is just top-notch product.
Okay, I haven't heard of this one. I love that phrase, back bar. Instead of what's on your top shelf, what's on your back bar?
Yes, exactly.
That's what I want to know. Exactly. Now, in the wellness world, we know that some trends are a far away from where they originated. You know, things can get commercialized. What's the latest, or what's an example of a skincare scam that you've heard of that has made you roll your eyes? What's all bunk and no benefit, in your opinion?
I don't know if it's like not, you may see a little benefit, but I think it's more harm than benefit. This whole ice bath, you know, trend that's going around, I'm not for it because it actually can cause capillary damage. And I feel the exact same way with extreme hot heat showers. When you're going to the extremes of super cold to super hot, you're actually doing more damage than good. I think that you can get the same exact results from an ice bath with less harm with using a jade roller or a cold stone tool. So I do not suggest these super extreme, you know, treatments that I actually feel like are pretty bad for the skin.
Yeah. And my last question for you, when it comes to spiritual practices, be it sound baths or mantra cards or crystals, tell us what you practice personally regularly that you think is actually worth the effort and the difference that it makes in your own life.
Absolutely. So I actually got into the whole spiritual side of my career about 4 years ago. There's definitely a side of me that I haven't shared to a lot of people. It's one that I hid a lot behind the glamorous makeup side. I struggled a lot with anxiety, depression, and even addiction. And I was hiding it and I really wasn't happy. And that's actually what pushed me to create the Complexions by Jade series. I wanted to show the real me, the side of me that was more, less about my external beauty and maybe more about what was inside. And so I really started to search what was happiness to me 4 years ago. And I tried everything from plant medicine to, you know, shaman work to mantra cards, meditation, therapy, real therapy. And I kept the things that stuck, and that's what I share on my series now. the different therapies that have helped me with my own mental health, as well as my, you know, external health. And I daily actually practice meditation. It's something that has brought me a lot of happiness and calmness to my anxiety. I also am sober now, which is like a huge part of my life and has also brought me a lot of happiness. And I do use affirmation cards. I actually brought one. I couldn't find the deck because I'm moving, but this is a example of an affirmation card. It's not a tarot card, so this is very different. I know tarot can be a little woo-woo, but I love these affirmation cards because they are a positive message. This one just says, there is only what life is asking of me. So they're just little positive messages to kind of uplift your spirit. And I also, one of the biggest things that has helped me with my life and my happiness is breath work. It is why in all my sessions online, I share throughout the facial breathing, because I think breathing is the medicine. It brings us to the present moment, and it really helps us just realize our power. We're incredible beings. And I think for a very long time, I was kind of floating around through life, not really knowing what I was doing, and I wasn't grounded. And so through Creating Complexions, it actually has given me the gift to share what has helped me with my own self-healing, self-love, self-discovery journey, in hopes that maybe it will help someone else, you know, on their journey. So, yeah, that's why I share what I do.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.